Hi, Nandava. We're now at Sankarikor, at the bottom of the hill of Arshana. So we hear Sankarikata, and then we go out to Shimandir.
So we were just speaking with Damodar Maharaj.
Hi. I'm glad you got a hold of him.
Thank you. We listen to the legends.
Hey, Will.
Yeah. Oh, देखा करके Guru Vaishnava, please come with us. you notice they can't really hear you. That Ramaji, when he performed his runners, he prayed. Prakuri Patyami, Ajanma Atavya, Gokulasi, Katamandri, Yogi Shekha. Ramaji, he prayed. I represented prayer as a.
Bhagavan Mukunda.
When they walk, their foot down and come on like this. There was a flower when you're sitting on. That is Brahma Parva. On this side, those who know which side that the body is on, they sit on this side. This is Parva. Everyone is okay. And those traders who don't know anything, they sit on this side. With the vice covers, we sit on this side. So there's a very narrow line between here, Sakri Kaur. So Brahmaji, he prayed to take Parva as a stone so the foot down from the gopis could come upon his head. Therefore, Mahaprabhu, he knew that Brahmaji had so much regard for the puttas of the gopis. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him his sampradaya. Therefore, the Brahma Bhakta various sampradaya. Therefore, those who worship Vishnu are called Vaishnavas. Those who worship Shiva are called Shivais. Those who worship Jesus Christ are called Christians. Those who worship Vishnu are called Vaishnavas. Those who worship Krishna are called Krishna, and those who worship Radharani are called Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Never because Brahma has so much regard for Radhika, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu feared him, his sampradaya. There will be a time that our prayer, Padana Bindu, Vinitu Bhakti, Krishna Pujan of the Shasana, the Arpam, Vidyasman, Radhapatam Puji, Sala Pujaduri. There will that much be a first of Peter Gauranga Mahaprabhu, that much be a first of Peter Srimadi Radhika. Therefore, this passageway is very, very narrow. So I remember before we used to come, then Srila Gurudev and Srila Chirukul Maharaj, they used to have so many arguments. Guru Maharaj would take the side of Radharani, and Chirukul Maharaj would take the side of Krishna here. Therefore, here is many pastimes of Krishna taking tax from the gopis. Therefore, sometimes Krishna would come here, the gopis would take their milk products to sell. Guru Mangal Thakur, he says the gopis, even though they are Mahalakshmi. But the Narabhakti lies, they say there's no products here and there for selling. But as this is just a bahana, an excuse to meet with Sri Krishna. Therefore, Krishna is coming forward, they have to tax the gopis here. Hey, you gopis have to give tax. Why we should give tax? The Krishna says, because I am the messenger of the king. What is the name of the king? The king of this place is called Kandarpa, or Cupid. And I am his servant, therefore you should give tax. When the gopis would give many arguments, he won't give you any tax. But Krishna said, I do. In your clothes you have many, many big jewels. You should give some tax for that. Then the gopis would play hard to get. Then their friend becomes very expensive. And every day Krishna the cowboy used to steal milk products from the gopis here. Then one day the gopis became angry. Every day Krishna is causing so much disturbance. Therefore the gopis made a plan. With those few gopis came as decoys, and all the other gopis hid in the kunjas and behind the trees here. So when the cowboys came out to attack the gopis, then there was only two or three gopis. But when the lingo whistled, then all the gopis came out from their hidden places and captured the cowboys. Some they tied their fingers to the tree, some they bound like gloves, and they began to beat Mother Mungo. And Mother Mungo began crying, it's not my fault, this is all Krishna's idea. Therefore the gopis took Krishna, so they dressed him in the sari, they put an anchal here, they gave him a blouse. Then one poet had said, oh Krishna, the boy is so beautiful, and when you're a gopi, how much destructive you will feel then. When Bhagavan was the same as Mohini, even Lord Shiva lost his patience and ran behind. Therefore the gopis, they put one pot of yoga on the head of Krishna, and the leader said, from this time, took a big stone and threw and broke Krishna's heart. When Krishna became Abhishek, then the gopis made Krishna Kashi Hira. You promise you'll do this again? Krishna, I promise I will never do this again. And three, four times he had to dance like that. Therefore, Aparikram has one goal. Sitako Bhakti Vedanta Krishna Bhajana Jani Bhakti Vaisala Radha Bhajana Bhakti.
Congratulations,
Krishna.
So bad.
Crying, he packed his bags and was coming towards Barcelona. I will engage myself in the service of Radhika. As he was walking along the road, then Krishna and the coward boys came in as a sky's fall. Oh, Baba, where are you going? Then the Baba was weeping. I'm going to Barcelona to take shelter at the feet of Radharani. Then Krishna and Balaram, oh, Baba, don't go, don't go. Why are you giving up so easily? Don't be weak. Control the pressure. Keep up. 20 years I am serving Krishna here with no results. Then weeping he went. Then Krishna and Balaram went off the road. Oh, Baba, but if you go to Balsana, who will make our flower garden? Then that Baba became surprised and all the town boys disappeared. Then that Baba began weeping because finally had the answer of Krishna Balaram. So Krishna Balaram only gave his answer when that Baba became inclined to surrender to the children of Srimati Radhika. If we have time today, we'll show that Lord Brahma has four heads. So this Brahmanta has four main houses. Vilas Gaur, Kaur Gaur, Kaur Gaur, Kaur Gaur. Four places of the, these represent the four heads of Lord Brahma. Because Lord Brahma with his four heads always observes and carrying the pastimes of Sri Krishna here in Brajamandal. So Brahmaji is a great devotee. He said about Sampradaya, we pray that we can also achieve the shelter of Srimati Radhika. Therefore yesterday we went the other day went to Nandagaon where there is Jeev Parvat, Nandishwar Parvat. This is Brahmaji's place. So this recommender is such a place. Even 6 week demigods come here to take shelter in some place. There are all these trees, all these stones, they are not ordinary trees, they are not ordinary stones. All of some form of perfected riches, some demigods, some distance without, some others without. Therefore, we are very fortunate to come to this place. There's one more part by myself. Baba is doing Baja in Barcelona. And he was thinking that he used to come, he used to make flower garlands for Srimati Radhika. Then after some time, it became summer season. So in summer season here, it's very hot. Therefore he was thinking, there are no more flowers here. Therefore there was one rich man's house. He said, I will go there and steal some flowers to make garlands for Srimati Radhika. So nighttime, when you ask the owner of the house, can I have some flowers for Radharani Seva? Then that boss said, I won't give you anything. So that father was thinking, I better come here at night time to steal those flowers. So he was waiting there. Then he was waiting at night time, I will go and steal. So at night time the father was hiding. He said, I'll go and steal some flowers. Then he saw some other men were also there in the darkness. Who were those? Some other criminals. Then the criminal thought this Baba has also come to steal. Therefore the criminals asked him, hey Baba, what are you doing here? You've also come to steal. And the Baba said, yes, I've come to steal flowers for Radharani Seva. Then the dacoits began laughing. Baba, you have been loose in the head. We've come to steal gold, jewels, silver. What do you come to steal? He said, I've come here to steal flowers. He said, what's the use of stealing flowers? He said, listen, brother. Srimati Radhika is Mahalakshmi. If I can take some flowers and engage in her service, then automatically all type of wealth and opulence will come, no need to ask. Also, we can please Srimati Radhika. If she is satisfied, then Sri Krishna will be satisfied with him. Yasmin Susi Jagatrusi. If Sri Krishna is satisfied, everything is accomplished. There is nothing left. I will achieve everything. When hearing Harikatha, the glories of Radharani Seva, then those criminals, their mind also changed. They said, Baba, we won't steal gold and jewels. We'll come with you and we'll steal flowers also. So those dacoits, they also stole flowers for the service of Radharani, and by the grace of Sadhu Vaishnava, they became very big devotees. Therefore, how fortunate we are. I used to hear Pujapad Janardhan Maharaj, Gurudev, Sivachinaka Maharaj, big, big Vaishnavas used to come to this Garavan. Then they would roll on the ground, and the thorns and stones would cut their body and bruise their body. They would chant,
O Radha, give mercy to me. O Radha, give mercy to me. Therefore, doing parikrama of Varsana, we're also hoping we can bind Radhika in our heart. Just like Jamala is bound, so also Radharani can be bound by Bhakti. Therefore, Jai Jai Sita Dev.
Dhanyavaad. We'll go back to Srila Gurudev's lectures and then back live as soon as we can get in touch with them. Radhe Shyam.